Hello and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. Today we're speaking with Eli Kahn, who was with the National Security Staff at the White House and one of the leading figures behind the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Eli, now a student at the Wharton Business School, was one of the leading figures in the early days of the National Strategy. Today, Gina Jordan and I are going to talk to him about the early days of the strategy, how it evolved, and what he thinks will be happening with it. Gina?
Eli Kahn joined the National Security Staff in their cybersecurity office under Melissa Hathaway, who led the charge in developing the President's Cyberspace Policy Review, which was also termed the 60-Day Review.
In that 60-day review, there were 10 near-term action items, and one of those near-term action items was to develop an identity management strategy. So the impetus for what ultimately became called the National Strategy for Trust Identities in Cyberspace really came from the 60-day review that Melissa led and the interagency writing team that helped develop and approve that report that ultimately went to the president for signature.
Kahn says national security strategies are generally developed through an interagency process that's taken on different names under different administrations. Under the Obama administration, it was called the Interagency Policy Committee, or IPC, process.
For cybersecurity, we had several different IPCs, and we actually created a sub-IPC that was specifically focused on this identity management issue. And so the way an IPC or a sub-IPC works is that we send out requests to senior officials in the department, typically deputy cabinet-level officials, and ask them to name a representative to the IPC or to the sub-IPC. So we look for representation across all the various affected agencies or agencies that have equities at stake around a particular issue. So for the sub-IPC around the identity management issue, we had a very diverse set of representatives from across government. We had everyone from the Postal Service to the National Security Agency represented, and everyone in between, both intelligence community, defense community, and civilian sector agencies represented. Okay. So the process was very much a consensus-driven process where I led a group to really frame out what we wanted to do around this requirement in the 6-day cyberspace policy review. So we had a pretty open book to take this very broad requirement and scope it down into something that we believe was manageable and both would also produce a useful result to help improve the security posture, the cybersecurity posture of the nation.
Kahn says the conversations that took place in those meetings ranged from very tactical to very strategic. So the name of the document changed a few times during development, reflecting the content they were going after.
Initially, we had decided on a title called the National Strategy for Secure Online Transactions. And there were a lot of proponents for that title because it really spoke to the end result that we were going towards. Effective identity management processes and technologies are really aimed at securing online transactions. However, we decided that that scope that title indicated was too big because there's lots of other things that go into securing online transactions other than identity issues and online trust issues. So we decided to scope down both the title and the actual content of the strategy into something that was more manageable and that could be done in a relatively short amount of time. We didn't want this strategy document to become a self-licking ice cream cone, and we wanted to try to get something down on paper and out for comments in a pretty quick, short amount of time. And we spent probably a couple of months brainstorming around the scope of the document, and different people would come to these meetings, these sub-IPC meetings, which were held every other week, with different ideas about the types of things that this document should address. And finally, once we scoped it down, we settled on the title, we actually produced the first draft of the document, which went out for public comment in June, within about a four-month period, which for anyone that's been involved in a national strategy development process is an extremely short amount of time. So we had a smaller group of very dedicated folks who did the bulk of the heavy lifting, putting words down on paper, folks from the FTC, folks from the Department of Homeland Security, folks from OMB, and folks from GSA, among others, who formed a small core writing team that ultimately got down on paper the draft that was sent out for public comment.
When the document was released in June, it was posted online and the public could post comments about it. It's not typical for a government document to get feedback in that way. That's where Khan's background came into play. He was assigned to the National Security Staff as a representative from the Department of Homeland Security. He's held a variety of positions there, both within the National Protection and Programs Directorate, which houses the department's various cybersecurity efforts, and at the Transportation Security Administration.
While I was at TSA, one of the projects I led was development of a Web 2.0 tool called Idea Factory. And we developed Idea Factory to allow TSA agents all across the country, at airports across the country, to provide input into headquarters about ways that TSA processes or operations or policies could be improved. In a Web 2.0 suggestion box type of way, any employee could submit an idea, and then other employees could comment and vote on those ideas. And that tool ended up being a great success within TSA and actually was then deployed across the department. And so with that success in mind, we decided as a group within the White House and within the sub-IPC involved in the strategy to try to develop or utilize a similar tool that could allow the American public to transparently provide input into the strategy and then vote and comment on each other's ideas so that we, the government policymakers, could identify which were the most popular comments that we received. That seemed to work out pretty well. I actually ended up leaving to go back to graduate school shortly after the document was sent out, so I wasn't able to see that process all the way through, but it was in line with the larger White House efforts around open government. The Office of Science and Technology Policy within the White House had actually licensed a variety of different tools, one of which we utilized for that commenting process with the national strategy, but it was part of a larger push within the White House to identify a set of tools that would allow the American public to have greater insights and input into policy-making processes.
Khan's last day at the White House was June 25th, the same day the national strategy was released for comments. There's been speculation that we could see the finished product this month.
I have been trying to keep tabs on it, and every time I've seen a new story on it, it's been good to see the progress that's been made. I haven't heard a specific date about when it's going to be released, but talking to some of my colleagues, it does seem that a hard push is being made to get it out very soon. So I'm waiting with bated breath also to see the final version. I haven't seen it evolve since I left government.
Khan says the development of the strategy was a truly collaborative process across governments. They had some of the best privacy experts, top intelligence officials, and homeland security officials bringing together unique perspectives that he thinks will result in a very valuable document. And it couldn't have been developed without that interagency perspective, he says. He says all that hard work is probably the reason why the strategy got little publicity until it was released in June.
We were in just a very rapid development cycle. We were pretty much heads down every day for those last couple of months, putting pen on paper. I think we just didn't really have time to make a big PR push before the document was really ready. And so it was really a matter of resources and time. Our goal was to really get something decent on paper as quickly as possible and then have people react to it. I imagine as we get closer to the final release, there'll be, you know, more formal outreach and communications around this document.
Eli Kahn served on the White House National Security Staff and was instrumental in creating the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.